Hi, and welcome to The Dinner Agenda. This is Bo.
And this is CeeLo.
Hello, CeeLo.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm in a good mood because the sun is out, and I like it when the sun is out. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I hear you. I feel the same when the sun is out. It's a beautiful day today for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention something before we get started.
Yeah.
I think a few episodes ago, we talked about, you know, because I follow, like I get on these kicks of following things on Instagram, and then I get like obsessed with them. One of them was that Useless Farm that I had mentioned before.
Oh, yes, with like Stanley and Robert. All the animals have weird names, right? Yeah.
They do. And Karen, the emu, who's always attacking the lady. And it's like, it's so flipping cute. It's really, really funny. But I think I had said that you could go visit the farm, but I was actually off on vacation last week. I just had some time off of work, both my husband and I, and we were going to go because we're like super fans of hers and her farm.
She's hilarious. It
turns out you can't. Yeah. She is funny.
Yeah.
And so are her animals. It turns out you can't actually go visit the farm, which I was so bummed about. They don't do like visits from people. They don't allow it. I think it has something to do with their insurance, I think. So we couldn't go. But so what we did instead was we supported them by buying a t-shirt for Dave with one of the alpacas, Michael, I think his name is, who she's always saying is lacking brain cells. Anyways, so I wanted to just mention that in case people were looking to go or, you know, you can't, unfortunately, but they've got really funny merch. So you can still check them out on Instagram and follow it because it's still really funny. And I think she's on Facebook too.
Okay. So that's great. Yeah. I love the idea that you can support what she's doing through purchasing some of her merch, which is fun. I'm sure she needs that in order to keep those animals happy. Next time you're off and out in the east, I want to say like near Port Hope or something. I can't even remember. Is a place called Haute Goat. H-A-U-T-E.
Yes.
We went there a couple of years ago and it was so much fun. You follow the goats around, you can pick them up, you go through the little meadow. No, it was so fun. We went with the kids
Oh my gosh, why did I not do this while I was off?
You should have done it while
you are neglecting your duties to inform me.
You know what? We'll go back.
Critical thing.
We'll go back with you.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like they also had some alpacas or llamas and a couple of other animals, but it was mainly about the goats. And you go over by the fence and you wait, and then they do this whole unleash the goats, and all these goats come running out, and you walk with them over to the meadow, and it was really cute.
Oh my gosh.
Kids loved it.
I wonder, when do the babies get born? Maybe we should do this once they have the little babies.
Little babies, yeah. Well,
yeah,
babies are spring with the animals, right? So maybe we go in like June.
May, June. When do the babies get born? April?
Know. Springish. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
We'll find out. Let's go.
We'll go.
Yeah.
Another Instagram follow up. We talked a little back a couple episodes ago about your obsession with Nate the Hoof Guy. And you were watching basically cows get their nails trimmed.
Their hooves. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. I know. But I still love it. Yeah.
So one of our listeners, Sarah the Smiling Sloth.
Oh, what a cool handle.
Recommended the Hoof GP on Instagram. And he is, I checked out the page. He is the self-proclaimed cattle hoof trimmer to the stars and professional nail technician to cows, which I thought was pretty funny. And he's got some pretty funny posts on there as well. So there's just one more animal Instagram follow for you to have.
Okay. I will check that one out for sure because I know I'm totally into this hoof trimming thing and I don't know why, but yeah. Okay. That's a good tip. I'm going to check out the Hoof GP.
There you go. And for all of our listeners out there, we're also on Instagram as The Dinner Agenda, all one word. So check us out. We do posts regularly and we'll let you know when the next episode is dropping.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So on that note, what is on the agenda today, CeeLo?
Okay. So I had a kind of funny moment this week. I was visiting with a good friend of mine. We call it our beer night. We probably get together once every 2 months. And it used to be we would go out and have beers. And then it was like we just go to someone's house and have a glass of wine or something like that. And so we did that earlier this week. And we literally spent 20 minutes comparing our Costco shopping list. And at the time, I was like totally into it. Like I was like, what good items do you get? Sharing good items that I get. And then as I walked away, I thought, holy fuck, this is so lame. And how did we get to this? How did we get to be so old that sitting around having a glass of wine, but still sitting around and talking about what's on our Costco fucking shopping list is
like it's a serious topic, right?
Night out. That's my fun night out. When the fuck did that happen? I used to have fun nights out. You know what I'm saying?
I do. You used to definitely party for sure. And that's how you spent what your Saturday night?
It wasn't. It was like a Thursday, but still that's Thursday, not the point. Still.
Okay. So how does that lead itself to the agenda? What is the agenda topic?
Well, because I wanted to talk about the fact that we're getting old and I felt really old leaving there after talking about fucking Costco shopping list for 20 minutes. How times have changed. So let me tell
you. Yeah, times have changed. I'm going to tell you something. I'll admit something here too. So Costco lists for sure. I have a friend of mine. Both of us are obsessed about laundry detergents and the sense of, you know, laundry detergents and fabric softeners and how good of a job they do. I have actually had hours worth of conversations with this friend about, oh my God, did you try the new thing that's out, Persil, blah, 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 blah. Try this one. Try that. Oh, if you combine this detergent with this fabric softener, the scent is like outstanding. Da, da. Oh, we go on and on. And, you know, how does this one clean for you? How does... Literally. So you're talking about Costco. I hear you.
I felt like mine. Yeah, my story was bad. But also that sounds like you're already retired. Like that is a retirement story there. Combining different laundry soaps for different scents. Oh my. But you know what you do? Your clothes always do smell good. I have to give you that.
Do they? Oh, okay. Well, there you go. See, it helps to talk about these things. But it's funny that you say that because there are moments where I sit there and I say to myself too, like, I can't believe how intent these conversations are and how long they are about flipping laundry detergent and laundry and all that stuff. And I would never in the past talk about this shit ever.
No, I wouldn't have talked about it. But you know what? I do spend least an entire day of my weekend doing laundry. So, you know. It makes sense that we would talk about it. Mm-hmm. But we're going to chat about fuck, we feel so old, but also later in this episode, a real special treat. Okay. Are you ready for it?
What?
We're going to get quizzed on some Gen Z acronyms and we'll see how our old Gen X asses do. So my daughter's going to come on.
Are you kidding?
She's got a list.
Oh, great.
She's got a list.
Oh, great.
She's going to test on it and see how we do. So, yeah.
Okay.
Stay tuned on that.
I will tell you right now, I will fail miserably, but I'm up for the challenge.
Well, I think it'll be funny. I do find when they respond to me on text, they'll put an acronym in there. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And I'll have to look it up on Urban Dictionary. But yeah, I know a few of them. But yeah. I feel like I probably, just because they live in my house, I'll probably do a little better than you, but I'm still not
gonna do very well. Let's test this out. Let's test this out. The other day, speaking of which, the other day my husband had put, he had responded on text to me with IKR. And I was sitting there looking at this and I'm like, what the shit? What the shit? And then I went back to him and I said, what the shit is this? What's IKR? And he's like, I know, right? Like that's what it means. It's like, okay, so you know what? I'm telling you right now, I'm going to fail this. No problem. Yes. Test me out. Let's see.
Yeah.
So I have, talking about feeling old, about 20 years ago, I got laser eye surgery because to see for distance, right? And it was perfect. And I had 20/20 vision. It was awesome. I absolutely loved it. But just recently, so that was 20 years ago. So just recently I was having an eye checkup and I do need a little bit of a prescription now to see far. So my eyesight is changing because I'm getting older, right? And I guess these things don't last forever. So I'm like, okay, great. And it kind of started with the whole, I don't like driving at night anymore. I don't know how you feel, but I'm not as comfortable driving at night anymore. And part of that was, I guess, because I was having just a slight little blurry vision.
Right.
And so the eye doctor was like, well, this new prescription will help you. You can just wear them at night when you're driving. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's great. So she prescribes the prescription, and I go and I get some new eyeglasses, and I get these fun, funky little Tiffany eyeglasses, because I haven't worn eyeglasses in 20 years, and I'm so excited to get this stylish little pair of glasses. Well, it has a metal arm.
Okay.
And I didn't realize I'm allergic to metal. And so the freaking eyeglasses were eating the skin at my temples.
Oh, like making it was a rash, just like all
eating.
There.
Yes. I could not freaking believe it. So I ended up having to go back, and I had to beg and plead with them. Like, I'm sorry, guys, I got to change these out. I can't wear them. Right.
Oh shit.
Apparently there's some kind of little silicone they can put on it, but of course they don't offer it anymore, or it's not for sale anymore. So my only other option was to get a new pair of glasses. And so I think they switched them out for about $50, which was great. Because good. These things are expensive, right? Like eyeglasses are like $400 yeah. plus. Uh-huh. So
I know.
Yeah. There's your, I feel old story for me.
I have to buy a new pair of glasses for my daughter every few months because, basketball. I did the LASIK as well. It was actually my push present after my second kid was born, and it was great. Like, I had been wearing glasses since grade 5. And so being corrected for distance was like, it felt like a miracle. I felt like it was so awesome. But they did say you'll likely require readers sooner rather than later. So I do. I've been using readers now. I've got, I don't know, 8,000 pairs all around the house. And I buy those at Costco. They have a 3-pack of readers, and I get all different kinds all the time, and I just have them everywhere. So yeah, I guess that's the
first, yeah. Okay. The so we're doing thing. It right now.
The first
we're talking about. We're talking about your Costco purchase. We're doing it.
What do you mean we're doing it? What are you talking about?
You just finished saying that you talked for okay, how long with somebody about your Costco, and we're just doing.
You want to know what else I bought? No, I'm kidding. But I do. I buy them. Tell me. Well, because I like having them all over. And so getting a 3-pack.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah.
But if you ever want tips on laundry detergent yeah. and what you can buy at Costco, yeah. I'm your girl.
We could start a okay. we could start a whole new podcast talking about what we buy at Costco and how you scent your laundry.
Okay, I've got a question for you then. Yes. If we're talking about I feel old.
Yes.
Are you in menopause yet?
Oh. Really? I have a funny story about that actually, because I was at the doctor like friggin' last week. Oh. And she says to me,
okay,
are you in menopause? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, how am I even supposed to know that? Aren't you supposed to know that? Like, isn't she supposed to tell me I'm in menopause? And
CeeLo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And so then I said to her, I'm like, I haven't really had any symptoms per se. Like, I feel like I've had a couple flashers here and there and... You know, but I had an IUD put in.
Are you getting your period?
No, because I had an IUD put in. So.
Okay, that's why. Like okay, got it.
5 years ago, I would say, I was having a lot of trouble with my period. The period was fine. It was just the amount of bleeding that was a concern. So they did an ultrasound and they said, mm-hmm. I have this adenomyosis something or other, which is the tissue's not growing normally. It grows into the muscular wall of the uterus instead of staying where it's supposed to. Whatever. Side story on that. But the options for me were either to get a hysterectomy or try an IUD and see if that works.
Oh, geez.
And so I did the IUD, and it's been great. I haven't had my period. I haven't, you know, I've been coasting. I've been totally coasting. But now I'm at the point where I think it's supposed to come out. And that's I think why she was asking me, like, are you in menopause? And I'm like, can we do blood work to figure that shit out? So yeah, we did some blood work, so I'll get those results back. But I haven't honestly had a lot, like I haven't had emotional you know, the typical symptoms of perimenopause or menopause were, you know, emotional raginess or hot flat, like little bits yeah. here and there, but nothing to be able to say definitively I fit into some box.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I wonder what would happen when you get your IUD out, because obviously it's a hormonal one, right? It's one that, because there's ones that you can get that are not hormonal. They're just for preventing pregnancy, right. I think the hormonal ones do as well, but the hormonal ones.
I don't need the pregnancy. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's good to know. Yeah. I'm sure Mel's going to be happy to hear that too. but I'm curious to see once you get it out, whether or not you
actually will go into menopause. She does the blood work to show, the blood work will show whether or not I'm actually in menopause or not. And then I guess we'll decide on what's happening with the IUD, but yeah. So yeah, kind of interesting that you asked me that and the doctor asked me that like literally last week.
That's interesting. So I'm in menopause already. Like I know like we're a year apart, you and I, right? But I've been in menopause for 3 years now, I think. And
so that the bizarre thing is, like, the definition of menopause is you've gone without your period for 12 months.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
right. Happened years ago. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it did. So, but here's the thing. So I had gone for one whole year without having my period.
Yeah.
And so my doctor said, okay, you're in menopause now. And then COVID hit and I got the very first AstraZeneca shot, you know, the first vaccine that they had. And I got that vaccine. And 2 weeks later, I got a period for the first time after not having one for a year. And so I went back to my doctor and I said, is this of concern?
Yeah.
Right. And she said to me, no, she said, it has been shown that that could be a potential common side effect for that particular vaccine because it, affects your reproductive area. Like it has something to do with that. So that could be why, your period started again after a year. But then she says to me, now you have to count for a year again to be considered a menopause. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. But anyways, I never got a period after that. That was the first one. So I think about 3 years ago, but now technically on paper, I've been in menopause for 2 years now because of that blip. But I did hormone replacement therapy because I was suffering from hot flashes really badly.
Okay. Wait, before you do that, I want to talk about the COVID thing. Cause you're like the second person that I know that has said the exact same thing that they had heard, like a lot of women were affected by that. Yeah. Getting their periods when they hadn't gotten them for a while and then getting them after their COVID vax, which is kind of interesting to me. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to dig into the science.
Well, you know what? I'm wondering if we should actually do an episode on the vaccine because I've got some stories. I've got some stories. So maybe we do an episode on the vaccine.
Yeah.
Let's mark that one down.
Okay. Mark it down. Jot that down.
Okay.
Jot that down.
So I marked it down. That'll be another agenda topic. And maybe I'll get my husband to come in and talk on that one too, because he's had some pretty serious side effects from the vaccine. Okay. So it would be interesting to chat. Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So perimenopause is the years leading up to menopause. And that's where you get those typical symptoms like hot flash, moodiness, weight gain, etc. So when you started perimenopause, that's when you started hormone replacement therapy?
No, I didn't. So when I was in perimenopause, what I noticed was my anxiety was like through the roof, right? Like I was having, you know, like anxiety, like lots of, I was anxious a lot. I was having some panic attacks. I was, you know, it was like unmanageable almost. So I had gone on, my doctor had put me on an antidepressant that is known to help with hot flashes. I don't know why, but some antidepressants actually help with hot flashes. So she put me on that. And that was great. That helped a lot. And the trouble sleeping during perimenopause, it was for some reason, my quality of sleep really just started to deteriorate. Like I would fall asleep okay, but then I'm up at 3 o'clock, you know, in the morning and I can't get back to sleep again. And that was happening. So she said, okay, so try melatonin, like a long lasting, what's it called? A time lapse kind of melatonin. Try that before bed and see if that helps.
Not time lapse, time release.
Time release. Listen, I'm old. I can't remember the names of shit anymore. So go fuck yourself. You knew what I was saying. I knew exactly. It's a time release.
It's fine. It's fine. Interesting. Are you still on that stuff now that you went into menopause, though? Or you stopped taking
it? No. So I still take melatonin sometimes. I still have crappy sleep. Like I fall asleep relatively okay, but I am still like the 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, and I'm like wide-eyed, like, oh, la, 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 you know?
Yeah.
So my sleep has definitely been affected. My anxiety levels are definitely lower, but once I actually went into menopause, the hot flashes started to get worse, like really bad. And that's when I went on to hormone replacement therapy. And I was really nervous about that, doing it. Because, you know, you hear all these like bad things about it causing cancer and all that stuff. But the interesting thing is my doctor had said that the research out there now is that if you start hormone replacement therapy, you can now start it in perimenopause. But and if you don't, at the very beginning of menopause, like the first, you know, year to 1 year to 5 years. The first 1 to 5 years of going into menopause, if you start hormone replacement therapy, it's shown to be actually quite safe. And so I gave it a shot and oh my God, it was beautiful.
Yeah. I was listening to the Jan Arden podcast and
I love her.
I know. I love Jan Arden too. She's hilarious. And she does it with two other women. It's actually a pretty funny podcast, and they kind of cover all sorts of things as well. But she was talking not too long ago on an episode about hormone replacement therapy. And I thought, oh my God, if I ever need to get there, I'll need to remember that. And I never really needed it. And then I'm thinking back, like, I don't remember my mom going through anything where it was, you know, where we talked about her like having hot flashes or any of those like crazy symptoms and stuff. And my doctor said, she's like, people get it and get it, like, you know, it really impacts their day to day, and some people not so much. And so I guess I got lucky with that one.
Absolutely. And it's funny because if your mom wasn't, you know, so affected, it's not surprising that maybe you weren't. My mom was. Looks like I'm taking after her completely, you know.
Yeah.
Also, I found like the amount of sweating as well increased drastically. Like if I have a glass of wine now, you know, I start to sweat, like a red wine specifically, I start to sweat. Like I start to get like from my head, you know what I mean? Like it's bizarre. It's bizarre what actually happens, but yeah.
The only thing that happens to me when I have a glass of wine is that I want another glass of wine.
And that is not menopause related.
That's not menopause related. That's parenting related. No, I'm kidding. I love my children. Okay, so the menopause thing, for sure. There's other aspects of getting older. We're aging gracefully. But I saw this little meme or whatever on Instagram, and it was like, how is it that I can – basically belt out an entire song from the 80s, all the lyrics in my brain, start to finish, and I can't remember what I went into the kitchen for. How is that? Like, why does that have to be like that? I don't understand.
I hear you.
Are you do you think you're more forgetful?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I find, you know, what's happening with me, and I don't know, age related, stress related, I'm not quite sure, but I'm forgetting words now, like not like, like Alzheimer's, you know what I mean? Or dementia.
Right.
Like, it's, like knock on wood, I hope, but it's like, you know, I'm trying to tell a story to somebody and I'm forgetting the word of, like the other day I was trying to say to my husband, you know, we need to replace the, you know, that thing that's, you know, the thing that's on top of the cupboards in the kitchen. He's like, the countertop. I'm like, that. So like, I'm, you know, it's just, I struggle sometimes and it's just, I don't know, man. I really feel it. I feel it for sure.
Same. Mm-hmm. I feel like that, that happens to me as well. And it's like the most basic of words. Like I'll be trying to think of like,
yes,
laundry or school bus or some like just basic stuff. And I'm like,
yeah.
I know someone that does a daily like prevent Alzheimer's kind of like puzzle to get the brain going and stuff. And I'm like, maybe we should start mm-hmm. doing that. Yeah. So I think that was kind of funny. And we then we'll start off every podcast with a little brain teaser to get everyone's brain going in the right direction.
Don't become like Bo and CeeLo. Do your brain homework.
Brain work. What about like your general bones and achiness? I find that if I've been sitting for too long and I go to get up, it's like an old car, you know? I need like a couple minutes warm-up time before I'm at my regular walking cadence. Once I'm going, I'm fine. But damn, if I've been sitting for a little while.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So bad.
Same. You know what I liken it to? The if you remember seeing Bambi, Walt Disney's Bambi, the cartoon. Remember when Bambi was first born and then like Bambi has to stand up?
And
he's all wobbly. That's exactly how I feel if I've been sitting for too long. And that's probably exactly how I look once I start to get up and try to walk a little bit. You know what I mean?
I feel.
And like, then you're right. Once you get going, it's fine.
Once you get going, you're fine. I feel like if I'm a restaurant sitting in and then I get up to go use the loo or something, I'll stand up from the table. Yeah. And I think if somebody was looking over at me, they're like, did that lady just shit her pants? Like, why can't she stand up straight? Why is she moving like that? But then like halfway to the loo, I'm walking like a normal person.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I have something funny to tell you. It was probably about 6 months ago. A friend and I had gone to see the symphony. Okay. In the city. So we went down and we went for dinner first. And then we went and we saw the symphony and it was beautiful. It was Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And it was gorgeous and stunning. And we loved it. And after the show, we said, hey, let's go grab a coffee and maybe like a dessert or something. And so we're walking, you know, kind of like in the downtown core there. And there's this place, that says, you know, it's got like this board outside that says, you know, I don't know, homemade cheesecake. I don't know, something stupid like that. Anyway, so we go in there. It turned out it was a flipping bar, like a bar, right? Like just, they had food, but it was like a bar. CeeLo, it was like, it brought me right back to when I was in my 20s, where it's like you'd walk in, it was like dark, it smelled like beer. There were young people playing pool, you know, like guys like, you know, getting rowdy and like everybody was young. And I'm standing there and I turned to my friend and I said, I am so fucking over this. I do not want to do this. Like I just no interest in going into these pubs anymore at frickin' all. I'm just like, can't you just give me someplace quiet?
Yeah.
So I can have a cup of tea.
I don't mind some music in the background, but it's like when we've gotten together for our actual dinner agenda, mm-hmm. and we go to a restaurant and we're like, we can't go back there because the music was too friggin' loud. Like, how old are we? So bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
It just feels like it, that one like it particular just happened. Restaurant. Like something like somebody turned a page and now all of a sudden I'm like, wait, what? When did that page get mm-hmm. turned? How did mm-hmm. everything change so quickly?
It's true. It's true. And here's another thing that I find I'm also doing right now. So I have no desire to really get dolled up anymore. And my feet hurt if I don't wear my orthotics. Like they really hurt if I don't wear
them. That's so like the definition.
It's kind of like I don't remember the last time I put on heels. I really don't. And I'm at that point right now where it's like, if my orthotics don't fit in them, I ain't wearing them. And I don't care if I'm going to a wedding. I don't care where the fuck I'm going. If my orthotics aren't in the shoe, I'm not wearing them. Like I literally buy these like black Skechers shoes that don't look too, like they're kind of like runners, but they're not like totally running shoes because they fit the orthotics really nicely. And I wear those everywhere and I just don't give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
I really don't. I wear them to work. I wear them to events. I don't care. Yes. I don't care.
Well, I think that's kind of curious because I don't remember ever getting dolled up. Okay, for my wedding, I was dolled up. I had makeup on.
Oh, yeah. You were
beautiful. Right? And I heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even in my repertoire. Yeah. And I love wearing, I'm like a blazer, jeans and sneakers kind of girl. You know what I mean? So definitely comfortable shoes. I haven't graduated to orthotics yet, but I feel like that could be on the horizon. Definitely on the horizon, yeah.
Well, didn't you have plantar fasciitis at one point? So I'm surprised you don't have orthotics or you won't prescribe them.
I had, so bad. I had orthotics at that time. And then there were things that the doctor had said to me that I've been trying, you know, I try to be careful to do. So if you're never, ever go barefoot, which sucks because I prefer being barefoot. Mm-hmm. But so I have like a good old lesbian pair of Birkenstocks as my slippers, my indoor slippers. So I use those all the time. And I try, you know, I don't buy crummy shoes like plasticky flip-flops or, you know, stuff like that, that I just don't wear any of that kind of stuff anymore. I invest in a good old lady shoe, but so I haven't had orthotics since that time.
So let me,
what?
Well, let me ask you then, if you're invited to a wedding, right? Like, cause I'm just choosing wedding cause that's like a more dressier type event, right? So if you're invited to a wedding, what shoes do you wear?
Well, I have a pair of black leather loafers, my Francos, I call them. I think it's Francos.
Okay.
They're flat, right? I don't wear heels anyway because I can rock an awesome pantsuit. I don't feel obligated to wear a dress.
Okay.
I haven't worn a dress since like prom and wedding and that's it. So I don't
since your wedding.
Right?
That's actually not true. I've seen you. No, that's actually not true. I have seen you. Oh no, maybe it was before you were married.
Yeah.
You had this really cute black dress that had these like white little people on it.
Was it people? Yeah. It was a little like stick people or something.
Stick people?
Yeah. But you know what?
It was such a pretty dress.
I used to wear that with my Doc Martens sandals. That's how old that fucking was.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I get you. And you know, it's funny because I don't wear dresses anymore either. I don't wear skirts. I'm always like, you know, pants, like dress pants, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I have a huge collection right now of yoga pants and I tend to wear them on the regular and I've even worn them to work.
Wow.
Right. I just put a nice blouse on top.
What kind of fucking yoga pants?
You can't really tell. You can't really.
Where'd you get them?
They're nice yoga pants. Well, I'll tell you, it's at a plus size store. It's one of the only plus size stores. Well, there's a few, but my favorites are from Additionnel, which is no longer.
I was going to say that even doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Those were where my favorite ones are from. And now I just kind of get them either from Pennington's or wherever. Yeah. Right. So
I have to say
Jockey has some too, but they're too casual.
They're more like weekend track pants. I have a pair of, I would call them track pants, but I guess they're more like yoga pants, but they're from Reitman's. They're part of the Hyba collection and they were called Urban Joggers or something like that. So they're kind of slim fitted, straight legged. And I'm sure if I put a shirt on top of those, I could get away with it. But I don't mind a good comfy jean. I don't mind dress pants. But I'm wearing it with
cool dress pants are fine too.
Yeah.
Dress pants are cool too. But I mean, I'm just all about comfort right now. I'm not interested in dressing up. You know, a friend had booked a group of us tickets. It was an event called Tony and Tina's Wedding. and it's kind of like a mock wedding. It's a show. It's like a dinner show. So you go to this event, yeah, right? You buy these tickets. You go to this event. You walk in. It's in a hall. And it looks exactly like a wedding, right? Like exactly. And on the tickets, it says, dress as you would if you were going to a real wedding. Like they wanted you to come dressed up, right? And so you get in there and they have like the reception line where, you know, the bride and groom are greeting everybody like a real wedding. Yeah. And then you go in and you sit down. It's tables of 10. They have centerpieces. I'm telling you, it's like a real wedding. And the actors come around while, you know, just before the food is being served, and they're kind of, you know, talking to the folks in the room they're walking.
How long ago was this that you went?
This was, I want to say, last month. I went last month. Oh, shit.
I feel like I went to this like 20 years ago or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. So, I mean, cause it's a, you know, they do this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, when it got to the part about, you know, dressing up, you know, I was like, oh fuck no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to dress up. So, you know, I did end up going dress pants, a really nice blouse. I wore my black Skechers with my orthotics. I put a nice pair of earrings on. I did my hair and my makeup, you know, da, da, da. That was as far as I went. My one girlfriend, I mean, she loves to get dolled up. She looked gorgeous. She had this beautiful dress on. I was just like, I can't do that anymore. I just can't.
That's okay. Can't. You were the postmenopausal aunt of Tony and Tina for that. And that works. Like whatever works for you. You know what I'm saying?
So I agree. At this point, it's like you get to that point where you're like, I just don't fucking care anymore. You know, like I just don't care. Not that you don't care about how you look, but you don't care about like you're really kind of conscious about your comfort level. You know, yeah. Like I don't want to be in a pair of heels that, you know, are going to kill me after the first hour. It's like, it's just, forget you know, it doesn't make sense for me anymore.
Yeah. I feel like that's a pro. We've talked a lot about all the cons of getting older. Yeah. That is definitely a pro. Where you're like, yeah, you know what? Now I can just
agreed
go exactly how as I want to feel and fit and go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So let me ask you about hair. During COVID, there was that huge trend of letting your hair go gray, right? Like women were not, yes, because you couldn't really get to the salon, right? You don't color your hair at all. You never have, but you've got very light hair anyways. You were always blonde. So
I've never, other than like, I don't know. Remember when the Body Shop first started and they had those henna packages? I think I did one or two of those, which washed yes within three washes or something. I've never permanently colored my hair. And it's yeah definitely getting, I yeah have like the peaks, what are they called, at your temples? Those are definitely gray. If my hair is pulled back, yeah, you can really see it. But when it's down, less so.
You can't.
Yeah.
And also your hair is very light, CeeLo. So yeah, it's yeah like when I see, like if you point it out, yeah, okay, I see the gray. But if you don't point it out, it actually just blends right in with your natural blonde hair.
Yeah,
like
yeah
that's what it looks like to me. But I've got dark hair. Like I've got dark brown hair. And so you see the gray on me. And it's not full, like my head is not fully gray yet.
Yeah.
But it's definitely noticeably gray, right? Mm-hmm. And during COVID, yeah, we couldn't get to the salon. So I was just kind of letting it go out. And I thought, you know, maybe I'll just stop coloring it. Maybe I'll give that a shot. And I did that maybe for, I don't know, a little while. I still had some dark color at the ends. And so it was not looking all that great, but you know what? I ended up coloring it again. First, it just, for me, it felt, it really felt like it aged me even more. It just made me look even older than yeah I was. So I kind of went back and I started coloring it again. So
like if somebody we'll see didn't notice that you had in orthotics with your Skechers and your yoga pants, they would for sure notice the fact that you were fucking gray.
Listen, shut the fuck up. I don't care. I'm telling you. Honestly, I just, you know, there are these moments I have to say, just walking into that bar, CeeLo, oh my God, and just smelling the beer kegs and making me feel like, oh my God, that was what it was like when I was in my 20s and 30s. And I'm just so not interested anymore.
No.
I want to get home. It's 10 o'clock. It's time for bed. Oh, I yeah need to read my book and go to bed. You know what I mean? Like that's what it's come to.
Yeah. Take your melatonin.
I don't even know how to use my iPhone properly. Yeah, with the melatonin. I don't even know how to use my iPhone properly. There are times you are much better at that stuff than I am. I know that there are times where I've messaged you and I'm like, how the hell did you get that little emoji thing to do that little dance thing? And yeah,
I do love that shit. Like, I can't wait for the next iOS version comes out in September. I always pre-read what's getting released and what all the cool new features are. I love that stuff anyway. Like, that's always been me. But I do find that the kids are starting to surpass. Like, there are certain things that they'll tell me about and I'm like, what? And that is for the first time ever. Usually I'm on the leading edge of that, and now they're definitely getting there. But I feel like every time we have a family event, the seniors that are there will be walking around kind of flashing their phone at me like, hey, when you get a sec, can you come and help me? I don't understand something, and I'll have to help them navigate their phone in some way.
Okay, so I also know that you guys are still, like, mind you, you've got younger kids, so you're probably more into the music at this point, right?
Yeah.
So Dave and I don't have kids. And so when my niece was young, I was still up into all the music, because anytime she was over, or I was over at her place, or, you know, we're driving in the car, it was, you know, certain stations had to be on, and you know, so you get to know the songs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking tell you what was out now to save my life. I really couldn't, because I'm always listening to the 80s stuff on the radio, right?
Yeah.
80s and 90s. I don't know what's out and what's popular, but you probably do.
Because the stuff my kids listen to, I'm not that interested in, but I always listened to, like, Chum FM. I always listened to, like, pop, whatever. So I knew when, like, Pink had a new song out or something. Like, I'm not into the hip what's happening with my young kids' music, but felt like a little bit in the know. But lately, I mean, I have a short drive to work, so it's not like I have a ton of time. And lately I've been listening to podcasts in the car. So I feel like if I turned on the radio now, I would be like, oh my God, so-and-so has a new song. And I had no idea.
Me too.
Yeah. Or I learn about it through social media, which is why, you know, the Beyonce song, the Texas Hold'em song that she's got, I knew about that through social media, not from hearing it on the radio. Liz ain't it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too. That's exactly. Yeah. What do you think about that? Just sidetracking for a second. What do you think about Beyonce doing country now?
I think anyone should be able to do whatever the fuck they want to do. And it's very catchy.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not a huge country music fan, but like when Beyonce does country music,
me neither.
I'm all of a sudden a fan, you know? We should do the dance.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The two-step or whatever it is.
I don't know. There's some dance associated with it. I was laughing with one of the girls at work because she's got this whole routine, and she's showing me on Instagram the different dance move routines to go along with the Beyonce song. And like later that night, I'm scrolling on the Instagram. And of course, the choreo that comes up to the song on my feed is from like Gay Boy Cruises. And it's this guy who's in like a sequin tank top and sequin kind of flared pants. And he's in the middle of the hall doing the whole choreo. And I was just fucking laughing my ass off. So funny. Anyways. That's awesome.
I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I went to an antique. Oh, sorry. Go on. What?
No, go.
I went to an antique store the other day. We were doing some shopping. And there was a man who was there with his two young kids. And the one kid, and I'm not joking, the one kid looked at this old typewriter, okay, and said, and it was an old electric typewriter, so it wasn't even those old, you know, those big black clunky, heavy iron,
you know,
ones that they used to use in like 1920, you know, this was like an electric typewriter that, you know, we actually
grade
probably
nine
used
typing.
When typing class during high school,
Ms.
right?
Ms. Rutledge, I remember.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, exactly. She was my teacher too. So the one kid says to the father, so he's looking at this electric typewriter and he says, well, where does the paper come out? Like, where's the printer? And the father said, oh, there's no printer. You actually put the paper in and you actually have to write and it types on it. And they were like, what?
What?
Like, it was just so foreign.
Yeah. It's a good intro. One of the other ones I saw was they have like Gen X and Gen Z tests, right? So like the Gen Xer is here, the Gen Z is on the other side, and blocking them is like a door or something. So they can't see each other. and then somebody's asking them mm-hmm. questions like, how would you answer a phone? And of course, the Gen Xer is answering the phone, you know, how we would pick up an old phone and put it to our ear. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Gen Zer mm-hmm. is like looking at mm-hmm. it, you know, like you would an iPhone or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. But yeah, a great intro to our next little segment of this episode is the quiz. So we're going to have to get that started now.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Bring it on.
All right. So now we're going to get started with the Gen Z testing the Gen X. I had to like think of my alphabet there for a minute because I keep getting those confused.
Well, welcome to the show, Izzy.
Hi, thank you.
Daughter of my non-loins.
Okay, so I figure the most fair way for this to work is that she'll pose it first to you, and then I'll get
to me.
Yeah,
okay.
Because some of them I think I'll know just by nature of having two of them in my house. You know.
Okay, so am I going to guess what they stand for, whatever these acronyms stand for? Yes.
To guess what they stand for. And then she's also in some cases prepared to for you to ask to use it in a sentence.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask one more question before we get started?
Absolutely.
If Auntie Bo says a bad word, how much trouble am I going to be in, CeeLo?
No fucking trouble. Zero trouble.
Okay. Okay. See, that's the good thing about being 16.
Yes, absolutely.
A little bit more freedom. Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Start us off with a good one. What you got?
Okay. So the first word we have is Riz.
Riz?
Yeah. R-I-Z-Z. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that to make fun of someone?
No.
Is it my turn? Can I go?
Yeah.
It's like charisma. It's your ability to flirt.
What?
That's correct.
What? Yeah. How does Riz mean something?
I think it's
charisma.
Yeah, it's is short for charisma, but yeah, it's your ability to flirt.
Mm-hmm. Your ability to flirt mm-hmm. is called Riz. Mm-hmm. So in a sentence, that would be
CeeLo has awesome Riz.
Awesome Riz. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the next one we have is It's Giving.
It's giving?
It's giving.
Like it is giving?
Yeah.
So it means that's Izzy. Listen, this is just I quit. No, come on.
I quit. I know this one. How can you
do
you?
Do you want me to use it in a sentence?
Okay, use it.
Yes, please. Okay. Yes, please.
Like if I looked at something and I needed to describe it, I would be like, oh, it's giving. Rich. It's
oh, like a vibe.
Queen.
Yes, like a vibe.
There you
okay,
go.
So like it's given off a vibe of some sort.
Yeah.
She used it so well in a sentence. She answered her own test.
You know what? I disagree because I just do. So just shut up and let's go on.
When you show up for dinner in a nice big flower patterned blouse with your cane, it's giving old lady.
It's giving grandma.
It's giving grandma. Okay, what's the next one? Okay.
The next one we have is bussing.
Bussing. Is that to like take people around, like be like a designated driver or like
a good one. I like
stop that. Laughing. I can see you guys both on camera. Okay, bussing. Is that not? Okay.
So I what love is it? How creative you're getting with these answers.
Okay.
I think that's a good one. Mm. When you said it, I was like, I can remember Nathaniel like a year ago and saying something like, it's bussin'. Is that like the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Meaning like it's a good thing.
In what sense?
How is that? Like, but explain that. I don't understand what bussin', how that would possibly
because
mean.
You have no riz. Bussin'.
It basically, like, when you're eating something, you go, oh, this is bussin'.
So it's not just food, though. It's not just taste good. It's just, like, something that's good.
Mostly food, yeah.
Oh, mostly food.
Yeah. Mostly food? Okay. This is bussin'?
Yeah.
Is this for real? And are these real words, or are you just making this stuff up
It's sadly fucking real.
I hear this every single day.
Okay.
Okay, the next one we have is ick.
Ick? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's just gross. right? That means gross.
Total.
Like nasty.
Come on.
Kinda. Like,
how, what else could it possibly mean?
It means like when you like somebody and like, let's say I'm hanging out with somebody and they do something that I don't like, it gives me the ick.
Yeah.
Okay. Against something specific.
Yeah.
Like against a specific person.
Yeah.
It's not like you could have something to eat and say, ooh, that's ick. It's not the same thing.
No, like if somebody, one of my friends was like picking their nose, I'd be like,
oh gosh.
Oh, that's giving me the ick right now.
That's giving you the ick.
Yeah.
I would say get your finger out your nose, you disgusting motherfucker.
Story.
Okay, go.
Okay, now we have drip.
Drip?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what's the next one?
Drip.
What? Drip?
Mm-hmm.
Drip.
Like you're being a drip.
Does that mean? What'd you say,
Susan? Like you're being a drip right now?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what's coming into mind right now is the Grease movie. You know, with Olivia Newton-John and, right? Can you see them saying, like, you're such a drip?
Yes, 100%. It's like we've got a 65 Izzy, do you know it.
Have you seen that movie, Izzy?
We went to go see the play, remember?
Yeah, we saw
it. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So you can see kind of what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
When I say
that. It means so you have a good fashion sense.
Oh, come on.
Oh, so when I say to Nathaniel, keep up the drip, my G, it's saying keep up the good fashion. Yeah. Oh. See, I use it, but I didn't really know what it
was. What? Keep up the drip, my G.
Yeah.
What does G mean?
My buddy.
My guy?
My guy.
Yeah.
My buddy.
My guy.
So.
Okay. So
yeah.
That sounds very kind of cool, actually. See, let's say that again.
Next time I see
you. Drip, my G.
Keep up the drip, my G. Okay.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one we have is OP.
Like OP? OP?
OPP.
OPP. You know, with OPP. Yeah, you.
Yeah, you know me.
The song? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Like an operation?
No.
It does it have anything to do with like police?
No.
Other people's property?
No.
Other hey, that's good. Other people's.
You down with OPP? Hello, that's the song.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Other people's.
No, I got it.
It's the acronym from the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to use it in a sentence?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
My op is crossing the street.
My operative. My.
My boyfriend. My girlfriend. What? My dog. My,
no.
My family member.
No.
No. Okay.
My op is crossing the street. My opposition. My enemy.
My enemy.
Yes.
Enemy.
Yes.
Let's
okay.
Go. One.
So someone
I need
you
prizes. I need prizes when I get something right.
We'll
I need a prize.
Something that you, like somebody that you don't like or like they don't like you. So you call me
my op is crossing the street. Okay.
We used to keep it simple and just say, look at that bitch over there crossing the street.
Yeah. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one is Delulu.
Delulu. She's crazy.
Yeah. Like delusional.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Cap.
Like we were Delulu when we thought we were going to get all of these right.
Yes.
We were very
perfect
Delulu.
Sentence. Perfect
okay.
sentence.
Okay. I just want to use
Cap.
Okay. What cap? Mm-hmm. Like C-A-P cap?
Yep.
And I'm assuming it does not mean hat?
Yes.
Cap. Is it captivating? You're captivating? You're captivating? Your captain, Antoniel, captain of my team. I don't know.
I'll cap your ass. Like somebody is shot.
I feel like you know this one. I feel like you've used it in the past.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But like I used to say, keep up the drip, my G, and I didn't know what drip meant. So there's
true,
that.
True, true.
Cap. Okay, give
okay.
it to me.
Cap means it's not true.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not true. So use that in a sentence.
If... Like, my friend tells me that they're going to get an 100 on their math test. I'll go, that's cap.
Okay.
Because I know they're
But what math. Does that stand for? It doesn't make any sense. Why cap?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe somebody was trying to say crap. Like, that is crap. Mm. And they, you know, they had a lisp or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That must be what it is. Okay.
Crap. No?
But, okay. Yeah. No, I think that's it.
Yeah. I'll remember it that way.
Skimp. Okay.
Simple.
Oh, I feel like I know this one.
You do.
No. Simp.
This is a slutty girl.
No.
What?
This Sam. Is A Girl Who Flirts with Boys.
No.
Oh, no, that's the other one.
That's just a horror, CeeLo. I'm kidding. simp.
Can you
use it in sentences?
Yeah. So my friend is being a simp for their crush.
My friend is being a simp, like a immature, like a freak, for their crush. I don't know.
Like being fake?
No, it means like you'll do anything to get their attention. You just like, you'll buy them flowers even if they don't like you. Like you're basically a stalker.
Okay. Yeah. So simp is just shy of stalker.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're not like you're not following them home.
Okay.
But you're sending them love letters. Okay.
I don't understand how these words get created though. If there's no like, how do these words get created? Honestly, how did you learn these, Izzy? How did you learn them? Just, I guess, through friends.
Yeah, I just hear them around school and I pick up on them and I just say them a lot.
Okay. Do you do actually use these words?
Most of them, like, yeah. Some of them are old, like from like COVID, that aren't used anymore.
So old. Yes. You know? Yes.
Ancient. Back in the ancient.
You know what, CeeLo? You're a simp. You're a simp, Rizzy G. Whatever. Okay. Go on.
Okay, we're moving on before you say anything else.
Okay, go.
Sus.
Oh, suspect. Right? Close. Like that's suspect.
That's total that's suspect. Like, don't say close.
Suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Okay.
Don't be suspicious.
Then we have slay.
Like you really like you totally did it. Like you totally
you pulled it off. It. Like, you are awesome.
Yeah, pulled it off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You are slaying that fit.
All right.
That means your outfit is awesome. You're slaying your fit. Yes.
Okay. You're slaying that fit. Yeah, okay.
On. This one kind of goes in with it, but 4 + 4 = 8.
Math?
I was going to say. That is grade 2 math.
Nope.
4 + 4 = 8.
Yep.
You're summing it up. You're oh my gosh.
You really have to think on this one.
Your Riz is 4 + 4 = 8, G. I don't know. Izzy, I don't know. Can you use it in a sentence? Or would it give it away?
It would kind of give it away.
Okay, so give it away.
So it's basically means like you did something really well. So a lot of people just say 8, like you ate up with that outfit. Okay. But it's starting to be either 4 + 4 = 8.
Oh, I
or
see.
2 to the power of 3.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Yeah.
Instead of saying
you just look great today.
Yeah, people will comment under like their friends' social media posts saying 2 to the power of 3.
Wow. I'm gonna need to look
that up. And that's what that
I feel
means.
Like I've gotten a bunch of those recently and I didn't know what it meant, and now I do, so that's good.
I think they're lying to you, CeeLo.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
You're an 8.
No. This is left no crumbs.
Left no crumbs.
Like lapped it up, like ate it up, like ate loved it so much. Yeah, ate it up.
Is pretty
so
close.
Is it dealing with food?
No.
Or is it something
eight
sexual?
As in like 4 + 4. Not eating.
Oh, okay. Like they lapped it up. Like they kicked it. Like they looked so good. I'll be here. Am I on the right track though? Yeah.
Yeah. It just means like they did really well.
Okay. They
lapped it up. You're lapping up this quiz.
Yeah.
So you're lapping up the 4 × 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8.
Okay, go.
Okay, we're going to go.
I can't remember any other words. I keep going back to birds. Birds?
Birds.
Like as in like a flying bird? In plural?
Yeah.
Birds?
Birds.
Okay, so birds. Girls?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it really?
Yeah, good job.
Oh my gosh. Okay, great. Okay, birds.
Okay, we have puck bunnies.
Puck bunnies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like P-U-C-K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Puck.
Like hockey bunnies. Puck.
Bunnies. Puck bunnies. I just I mean, is there a sentence or would it give it away?
There's a lot of puck bunnies in the arena tonight.
A lot of puck. Oh, like girls that are like totally into watching the boys play the hockey game.
Yeah and they get all dressed up and they don't even know who's playing or the rules.
But they're just there to look like really pretty and like get everybody to look at them.
Who like puck, who like hockey players. Puck bunnies.
Got it. Okay.
So I have two more. We have dustpan.
Oh.
Dustpan. Is that like somebody is so unworthy that they're like a dustpan or something?
Close to yes.
Close. I'm like close. It's like when something's dust. If I say you're dust,
yeah,
and it's like you're
nothing.
Yeah, like you're nothing.
You're really shitty. bad at sports. Yeah.
Like you're a dustpan at like me, for example, I'd be a dustpan at like swimming. Trust me, your mom tried to teach me and it did not work well. Right, CeeLo, to remember.
Total. Yes. Your swimming skills are dust.
Yes.
Okay.
Dustpan.
You're a magical floater though.
Magic. Yeah, right. And I can swim underwater great.
Yeah.
But we digress. You see what happens, Izzy, when we get together talking? We digress constantly. Okay.
Okay. Last Next one we have is cooked.
Cooked. Mm-hmm. Oh, like done. When you like see somebody's cooked here on all the Instagram things. I see that all the time. When someone's done something really well.
Okay. That's like the old definition.
Oh. That's an old.
Wow. That is like last
two whole years ago old. Okay, we have to move on.
Okay, so
yeah. You were just told, CeeLo, you've got to move on. That's 2 years ago. You are definitely not risen this.
I'm totally
dustpan.
I'm dust.
No, you guys are okay. Dustpan right now.
Total dust.
We are a dustpan. Okay, sorry. What was the one?
Mm-hmm. Cooked.
Cooked. Like done. Like that person's like done, like
pretty
they
close.
Are, yeah, like they have
right off,
like they're
dead to me.
Cooked. Not necessarily dead to you, but like I would say, oh, I'm cooked for this math test. Oh, like I'm not gonna like do well.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that
okay.
makes sense to me.
Yeah,
that makes okay. sense.
Okay. Okay,
that's a good one. Well,
I would,
yeah,
I would like to thank you for making me feel really stupid, Izzy, but that's okay.
Anytime.
You're loud.
I have more on my list, so.
I'm sure you do.
In 6 months, all those things will mean something completely different, and I'll say Riz, and she'll laugh at me because I'm so old school. Meanwhile.
So last week. You've got to keep up.
So last week. I'm so last.
Okay, so I have to say something here. I don't even remember any of these words anymore. Like this is a whole lot. I feel like, can you write these on a list and then I'm going to try to use them in a sentence?
Yeah,
all of them. Maybe I should challenge myself and try to use all of them in a sentence at the beginning of our next episode.
Yeah, you could totally
write
do
a
that.
Short story.
Just start
using all those words. Okay,
use them. Izzy, you got to send me those words. Life. Use them at work. Use them with day.
Okay,
like
no.
Use them in your day to day life, and it'll start to become like natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. No problem.
Keep up the drip.
Izzy, send me those lists.
I will.
Yeah, I definitely am old. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Bye.
No kidding.
That's a wrap.
Thanks for taking a seat at the table today. We love our dinner guests.
Don't forget to subscribe and follow The Dinner Agenda on the podcast platform you use so that you don't miss any new episodes. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Dinner Agenda.
We look forward to hearing your comments, questions, and even ideas you may have on future episodes.
Thanks for taking this journey with us.